Well, I think for this map, I'd have to once again go with Disorder to win. E1M2, their strongest map. And the game gets underway yet again. So it has to be said, Team F's got a stronger lineup this time, I think, with the HLT dropping out. 3, 2, 1. And we're off. Waku gets the first rocket launcher. Usual deal moves to Mega Health. Silver with the quad for CMF. Expecting to see a big fight here now over this rocket launcher. Rocket launcher, I'm talking complete shite over this fight over the yellow armour. In came Riker. Mega Health takes him out. Gets that yellow armour. A lot of fighting going on at yellow armour. Fifi's in there with RL, but scared away by Riker. Quad coming up in about 7 seconds. Probably going to rocket jump up to that yellow armour when it comes. Good rushing by CMF. Oh, and Fifi's left the rocket launcher pack and the quad. Mr. Lane gets that. Great SMG work. Just manages to take him out and gets the mega health, so CMF with a good chance now of retaking some control. Once again, they're playing CS, seeing if they come through that way to ambush them. Players flooding into yellow armour. Certainly seeing a lot of hectic action around yellow armour, as you often do on this map. Enemy coming from spikes, but no time to waste around there. Quad coming up very soon. Fully stocked. Yellow armour, mega health. Great timing there. Teammates spawned at quad just at the right time to distract the enemy. Good move back, take this yellow armour. Plenty of time to get the next mega health. Coming in about 15 seconds. Well, looks like Disorder's managed to get a rocket launcher there, so presumably they'll pick up that next mega health coming about now. Just moves back for yellow armour. Again, around 15 seconds to quad. Key feature here, how much support he'll get from his teammates for this next quad. Fever's there as well. Here comes the rush now from Disorder. Mr. Lane goes in first, followed by Slime, but falls back.
Alright, hang time. I'm going to start my game with Slackass versus Anti-Quad. I've created a little channel on TeamSpeak, so all your listeners can just join on that. And HP Cabana's commentating there, and he'll give you auto voice when you join in up the first round.
Yeah, okay, we'll probably head across to that after this exciting game finishes, and good luck against Anti-Quad.
Great, see you, I'll see you after the games.
Okay. Anyhow, Dare certainly putting in a good performance on this E1M2. My co-commentator Zero was rather critical of him the first time around, but certainly doing a good job now controlling yellow armour and running some quads. Quad coming up very, very soon. Slime takes it, but no rocket launcher. Going to run into a RL here with Shiva. Yeah, it's not got about, well, less than 10 seconds of quad left, I think, so not really going to be do a lot. Probably going to go for the next rocket launcher, I'd imagine. There we go. Things falling into place nicely for Slime. Probably hang around Mega Health for a while. No point rushing in until Quad's about to spawn. BMF controlling yellow armor. Beefy should get that pack. Ooh, grenade in the face, but survives with 5 health. Oh dear, he shot the wall. He's really fucked that one up, good and proper. And that's certainly not done his team any favours there. Just moves back. Beefy there as well. CMF been doing a good job on controlling yellow armour. Game's still pretty close, only an 8 frag lead for CMF. Around 10 seconds to the next quad, and he's ambushed by Slime. Big fight over quad. Switch over there and see what happens. Silver takes this one, and is probably going to use the help of his teammate to attack yellow armour. In he comes. Yellow armour's there waiting. Disorder didn't have enough time to collect that yellow armour before Silver rushed in with quad. Gets that backpack from Riker. Very, very nice quad run there by Silver. Cleaned out Mega Health and scared the enemies away from yellow armour. Silver certainly putting in a good performance this round in the more than justifying his placement of HLT, I think. Quad coming up about 3 seconds. Silver perfectly poised to take it. Not much pressure coming now from Disorder. Moves around the green armor bridge area, perhaps looking for any stray rocket launchers that might be lurking there from Disorder. Looks like there's a couple of enemies in this area, announced by his teammate, runs in to help. Nobody home at yellow armor. Flame attacking from low. Being very cautious here. Didn't want to jump up to that yellow armor until he was sure the enemy below was dead. Still had enough time to come back to quad. Once again, a big fight. Disorder coming out a bit the better. I think Slime just took out his teammate there, Mr. Lame. That's 2 RLs down, but now this could be an interesting thing to see. Riker's decided to camp rocket launch. Obviously, I think it's important if they want to get back into this game if they can get a few rocket launchers. In come 2 CMF at once, though. Riker, though, too much experience to let that bother him. Could do with a teammate coming to take this rocket launcher. He'll want to get some health from Mega Health, presumably first, go to Mega Health, get the health, and then go for the next quad. But too many enemies there, so comes back to quad. Now get quad quick. Perhaps being a bit too not concentrating enough on when quad was coming in, moving down to go after an enemy who only had SMG at the crossing area. Personally, I would have pulled back a bit and made sure I got the next quad. Anyhow, in the end, just took it for CMF. Still a very tight game, as you often see on E1N2 in the first 10 minutes, only 8 frags in it. A halfway point gone now, 10 frag lead. Here comes the attack, quarter run out, well timed there. Daughter didn't risk rushing out of a rocket launcher while Quad was still active. Nebe came through, amazing aim there. Very good defensive Quad, but here come three, yep, taken out. Three enemies rushing at once. And left an RL pack there for CMF. Lame's thinking about attacking, but no, too much defensive power from CMF. Ooh, it's dangerous there. You're really in trouble when you start going down that, but very, very nice play by Mr. Lame. I was sure it certainly was going to die there, but very nice play. You see opponent there obviously thought the same as I did. He thought he's gone down that RL passageway, easy frag, I'll follow it up, shoot some rockets down there and he's dead for sure, but and in the end that cost him. Mr. Lane waits for some help to attack Quad. Where's Riker going? Come on, this way. Here we go, charging to Quad, three of them at once, nicely done. But Nabe forced to retreat. Mr. Lane gets the Quad. Really nicely executed attack there. Mr. Lane waited at crossing. Teammates go in first, brings the game up 108-108. This is what Quake World's all about, a nice tight game, control switching. Mr. Lame, here we go, Quad, rocket launcher, full armor, full health, bang, there's a few more frags. Sort of takes the lead for the first time in this match, only a small one though. Plenty of rockets can leave that grenade launcher for his teammate. Around about 11 or so seconds to Quad. A couple of enemies come in here trying to rocket jump. Oh, what is he doing? He's giving away an RL pack. Oh dear. Here we go, Mr. Lane. Not taking any chances guarding that backpack. Not with Quad coming then. Probably the best decision. His teammates have already got a couple of rocket launchers, so not essential to save that pack. Here we go. I can tell he's probably playing a bit hyper at the moment. Really pumped up for this. Some great Quad runs. Adrenaline pumping through his veins, I'm sure, at this time. Make sure he didn't get caught in any of that grenade launcher spam. So we've now got about 6 minutes left, Quad in 5 seconds or so. Mr. Lame will be charging in to get that if he can. 2 CMF players there though. Pulls back. Silver takes it, no rocket launcher, but plenty of armour, so yep, gets that backpack. Good aim. Nab was rather surrounded there. Enemies coming in behind and the Quad in front of him. Yellow armour's just been taken though, so still perhaps going to wait around GL area of the map. No point going anywhere else, just stay here. Yellow armour coming in about 10 seconds. That should give him time to get the next Quad as well, so it's not worked out too badly. Quad in about 11 seconds from now. Moves in. 2 teammates in front of him. Quad coming up in a couple of seconds. Here's Sheba with it. Moves to attack Mega Health. Bam, one rocket launcher down. Almost escaped with 3 health, but taken out. Now, let's see what Mr. Lame does now. Quad's dead, so nothing, no Quads to worry about in the near future. He's got waiting for this box of rockets, and see what they do. It'd be interesting to see whether he chooses to attack or stay back. They're going to try and launch a retake now, because they know Quad's nowhere near coming at the moment, so they can rush into yellow armour. Riker goes in, but two enemies there. Will he get that box of rockets? He's not going to have time, I think. He's back to get health. He gets the next quad. Just taken out, just in the nick of time. Riker gets it, but again, killed quickly. Game's still very, very tight. 4.5 minutes to go. 13 frags in it. Sort of doing well, but not anybody's game. Diva defending yellow armour, but surrounded by enemies. Delane takes that backpack, doesn't want to get respawn fragged. That was a quite intelligent ball there. Not often you say that, but he had teammates nearby, so instead of letting the enemy kill him and giving up the rocket launcher, he just bored into him and left the pack for the teammate. DMF though, with the still with a reasonable degree of control on the yellow armour. Ooh, can he save that pack? No, that was 23 health just on the corner. Enemy spawn running in. What are you playing at, man? Ooh, nice shot there by Mr. Lane, jumping to shoot up the staircase. And again, perfect timing. I've seen him do that a few times. Perhaps the best in the world at those kind of shots up to rocket launcher from below. No rockets. Fifi, did he all get that pack with the rockets in? Come on! Yes, nicely done. Mid-air rocket. Don't get fragged. Don't give away your fucking rocket launcher. There we go. He's escaped. Certainly a standout game here from Mr. Lame. 3 minutes to go, 21 frags. They're sort of in pole position. If these guys get the next quad, that could settle it. But CMF mounted a good attack here. Mr. Lame hoping this mega health is there. Yes, it is. He's all of quads in about 3 seconds. He's not going to have time. Fifi gets it. In he goes. He knows the game's really coming to an end now. 2.5 minutes, forced to attack, but again, Mr. Lane, good play. Down now, CMF. 2 minutes remaining. And it looks like Disorder's taking over yellow armour. It could all be over now. 2 minutes left, 22 frags. Bang. Take him out. Get the rockets from the pack. 10 seconds to quad. But as we saw in the last map, Mr. Lame staying down below in the water, make sure yellow armor's safe before moving on. Quad in about 3 seconds. Big fight, but just gets ambushed from behind by Riker. That quad's dead. Minute and a half left, 28 frags. It looks to me like DMF's not going to have enough time to get back into this one. There we go, yellow armour takes that. All four Disorder players in this area of the map. No need to rush in, but with plenty of health and armour, perhaps to stop any rocket launchers approaching yellow armour. Camping around here, not letting anyone past. Oh, nice move. Yes, perfect timing. Always nice to be the final minute of the game with a big lead where you know you can get away with that kind of showboating move. All coming up in about 5 seconds. Mr. Lane's been playing very well. Obviously you want to take this one, show what you can do. Lime's got more health and armour, but he says fuck that, I'm having this quad. Last minute. Moves back, yellow armour. Ooh. Interesting weapon selection there. 36 frags, half a minute. So it looks like after this epic encounter, Disorder's going to head to the final. No idea who they're going to meet yet. We've still got, oh yes, quad rocket jump. That's what we want to see. And certainly giving the spectators something to watch. Riker comes in, but only his teammate there. Bang. And there you have it. Final score, Disorder 208, CMF 164. And Disorder heads through to the semi-final, no, the final, in fact, where they will face either Slackers, Anti-Quad, or Firing Squad.